Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of San Francisco, perched atop Nob Hill, stands the legendary Fairmont Hotel, a beacon of luxury and history. But beneath its glimmering chandeliers and opulent facade lies a story far more chilling. For decades, whispers of ghostly encounters have echoed through its grand halls. Guests and staff alike have reported strange occurrences, footsteps in empty hallways, sudden chills, and the ethereal vision of a woman in white drifting through the ballroom. Is the Fairmont more than just a haven for world leaders and Hollywood royalty? Could its walls hold memories of a past that refuses to fade? Or are these tales just the product of active imaginations and late-night stories? Tonight, we delve into the mystery of the Fairmont Hotel to uncover the truth. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Fairmont Hotel, a jewel of San Francisco's Nob Hill, opened its doors in 1907 with the promise of elegance and grandeur. Its story begins before that, however, in a city that had just endured one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. The earthquake and fire of 1906 left San Francisco in ruins, but the Fairmont, though heavily damaged, stood resilient. Its nearly completed structure became a symbol of hope and rebirth for the city. Architects Julia Morgan and the Reed brothers worked tirelessly to restore the hotel. When it finally welcomed its first guests, it did so with a level of luxury that was unparalleled on the West Coast. Over the years, the Fairmont became synonymous with opulence, hosting everyone from U.S. presidents to Hollywood's elite. But even amid its glittering reputation, whispers of something otherworldly began to surface. The first reports of unusual activity at the Fairmont date back to the mid-20th century. Staff members would speak of hearing footsteps echoing through empty hallways late at night. These weren't ordinary noises. Many described them as purposeful, as though someone unseen was pacing back and forth. Guests, too, began to share their own unsettling experiences. Some reported hearing faint whispers in the middle of the night, while others spoke of doors opening and closing on their own. The most enduring legend associated with the Fairmont is that of the woman in white. Descriptions of her vary slightly, but most agree on a few key details. She's dressed in an elegant, flowing white gown, her hair styled in a fashion reminiscent of the early 1900s. Her appearances are most often reported in the ballroom, where she is said to glide gracefully across the floor before vanishing into thin air. Some witnesses claim to have seen her reflection in mirrors, only to turn around and find the room empty. Who is the woman in white? While no definitive answers exist, theories abound. Some suggest she may have been a guest who met an untimely end during the hotel's early years. Others believe she could be a former staff member forever tied to the place where she once worked. Skeptics, however, argue that these sightings are nothing more than tricks of the light or the power of suggestion. After all, the Fairmont's grandeur and its age could easily play on the imagination. But the phenomenon isn't limited to the woman in white. Several employees have shared stories of unexplained events in the hotel's service areas. One longtime worker recounted how they would often find chairs in the ballroom rearranged overnight, despite no events taking place. Another spoke of lights flickering in the elevators, accompanied by a sense of being watched. While these accounts are anecdotal, they have been consistent enough over the years to fuel the hotel's reputation as a haunted hotspot. From a scientific perspective, there are rational explanations for some of these occurrences. The Fairmont's age means that its infrastructure, while carefully maintained, isn't immune to wear and tear. Drafty hallways, creaky floors, and electrical quirks could all contribute to the eerie atmosphere. Additionally, the power of suggestion cannot be underestimated. Guests who arrive with prior knowledge of the Fairmont's ghost stories may be more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural events. There's also the question of emotional impact. Hotels, by their nature, are transient spaces. People come and go, bringing with them their joys, fears, and sorrows. Over the decades, the Fairmont has undoubtedly been the setting for countless personal dramas, some of which may have left an indelible mark. Could the energy of these experiences linger in some way, giving rise to the feelings and phenomena that so many have reported? The rise of ghost stories in the early 20th century offers another layer of context. At the time, there was a growing fascination with the supernatural, particularly in affluent circles. Seances and spiritualist gatherings were common among the upper class, and hotels like the Fairmont often became the backdrop for such events. It's possible that the hotel's reputation as a haunted location was influenced, at least in part, by this cultural trend. Despite the many rational explanations, the stories persist. And for those who've experienced them firsthand, no amount of logic can fully explain what they've seen or felt. The Fairmont remains a place where the past and present seem to coexist, where history lives not just in its grand architecture, but also in the whispers of something unseen. As the decades passed, the Fairmont Hotel's reputation as a luxury landmark became intertwined with its paranormal lore. What began as isolated whispers and faint footsteps evolved into a rich tapestry of ghostly tales, drawing skeptics and believers alike. At the center of these stories remains the enigmatic woman in white, but other reports have surfaced, adding depth to the Fairmont's haunted legacy. The ballroom, with its opulent chandeliers and polished floors, is often described as the epicenter of paranormal activity. Many guests have claimed to see the woman in white gliding across the room, her movements as fluid and deliberate as if she were attending a grand event. Several witnesses recall hearing faint music, soft melodic strains of a bygone era emanating from the ballroom when it was otherwise empty. One guest attending a late-night function reportedly saw the woman in white reflected in a mirror. Turning to look behind her, the guest found nothing but an empty room. The elevators, too, have their share of strange stories. Guests frequently report elevators moving to floors without being called, sometimes stopping and opening their doors to empty hallways. Maintenance staff have checked the systems repeatedly, finding no technical malfunctions to explain the behavior. One chilling account involved a guest who stepped into an elevator alone, only to feel a sudden, inexplicable chill and hear a faint whisper in her ear. "Get out," the voice allegedly said, though no one else was present. Recurring phenomena have established a pattern over the years. In one guest room, now infamous among staff, multiple visitors have reported the sensation of being watched. Some have even described waking up in the middle of the night to find the room's atmosphere noticeably colder, accompanied by a heavy feeling of dread. One family recounted an incident where their child began speaking to an unseen lady in the corner of the room. When asked to describe the figure, the child's description eerily matched accounts of the woman in white. Staff members, especially those working the night shift, have their own stories to tell. A housekeeper recalled entering a room to clean, only to find the bed unmade after she had already tidied it. Security personnel patrolling the hallways report hearing faint footsteps behind them, only to turn around and find no one there. In one particularly eerie encounter, a bartender closing up for the night in the Tonga room claimed to see a shadowy figure seated at the far end of the bar. As he approached, the figure disappeared. Theories about the hauntings range widely. Paranormal investigators who have visited the Fairmont suggest that the activity may be residual in nature, a kind of imprint left by emotionally charged events from the past. This could explain why the phenomena often seem repetitive, as if the spirits are caught in a loop, reliving a moment in time. Others believe the hauntings are intelligent, with the entities actively interacting with the living. This theory is bolstered by the whispered warnings and instances of objects being moved or manipulated. Skeptics, however, point to more mundane explanations. Drafts in old buildings can create the sensation of a cold spot, while creaky floors and shifting foundations might account for mysterious sounds. Psychologists suggest that confirmation bias plays a significant role. When people expect to encounter something paranormal, they're more likely to interpret ambiguous stimuli, like a flickering light or a strange noise, as evidence of a haunting. Despite the skepticism, the stories continue to capture the imagination. Paranormal enthusiasts flock to the Fairmont, hoping for a glimpse of the woman in white or to experience the unexplained chills and whispers for themselves. Some leave with stories of their own, convinced they've encountered something extraordinary. Others leave skeptical but intrigued, unable to fully dismiss the experiences they've heard. The lingering question remains, why the Fairmont? Is it the hotel's history, steeped in the opulence and drama of a bygone era, that makes it a natural home for ghost stories? Or is there something more tangible, a connection to the lives and tragedies of those who once walked its halls? The identity of the woman in white and the reasons for her presence remain a mystery. But for those who've encountered her, she's as much a part of the Fairmont as its grand architecture and stunning views. The Fairmont Hotel stands as a testament to San Francisco's resilience and glamour, but its ghostly reputation ensures that it's also a place of mystery and intrigue. Whether you believe in spirits or not, one thing is certain. The Fairmont's stories are as enduring as the building itself, and they continue to captivate all who step through its doors. The Fairmont Hotel stands as a beacon of history and luxury, but it's the mysteries behind its walls that truly captivate the imagination. From the faint strains of music echoing through an empty ballroom to the eerie woman in white drifting through its hallways, the Fairmont's stories blur the line between the living and the dead. Yet as we've seen, not every ghostly encounter may be as supernatural as it seems. Old buildings like the Fairmont are living, breathing entities in their own right, creaking and shifting with time. Drafty hallways, flickering lights, and even the power of suggestion can transform an ordinary experience into one dripping with paranormal intrigue. And let's not forget the human mind's talent for weaving stories. After all, who doesn't love a good ghost tale? But what about the guests and staff who've experienced things they can't explain? The ones who've heard the whispers, felt the chills, and seen the impossible? Is it just coincidence or psychology at play? Or could the Fairmont's rich history, full of life's highs and lows, truly have left an imprint echoing in the form of lingering spirits? Whatever the truth may be, the Fairmont remains a place where reality and the unknown meet, where skeptics and believers alike find themselves drawn into the stories. Whether you're there for the luxury or the legend, one thing is certain. The Fairmont Hotel won't let you leave without a story to tell. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.